name or a description of them so you know who to hand the pizza to. Like blue hat, green jacket, racist, you know, whatever works for the business. This was the store copy of the receipt. They gave her the wrong one. Oops. And she took a picture of this. And now she only has 30 followers though, right? Who cares? She has 30 followers. Except one of her followers also follows me. And takes it and tweets it to me and goes, "Hey Scott, what do you think?" I'm like, "Oh, giddy up." And I take it. And I retweet it to, at the time, 120,000 people. And it hit their Facebook page with over 100 people placing that receipt on the Papa John's official page. This was on a Saturday. Do you know what their reply was that day? Their official response? Nothing. It was Saturday. Nobody home. Outrage does not take a weekend off. And usually, if it's a geek running the outrage, we have more time on the weekend. We don't have friends. We just hang out ourselves. We take a break from Halo 4, we go and spread the crap. That's what we do. That's what I do, at least. I'm off World of Warcraft for a second. I go and stir up some crap on Twitter. I go back to over here. That's what I do. That's how we do this, right? The Geek Alliance rolls when we want it to. That's how this stuff works. So we need to keep an ear out for these things because they happen all the time. Here's an example of a tweet during the American elections. During the debate, this guy tweets, "Obama's grandma even knew it was going to be bad. She died 3 days before he became president." And had the hashtag. Now, if you guys who are in this room doesn't use Twitter, that's considered a hashtag at the end. So that'll go into the chat for anybody talking about the debate. And some of this makes it on TV. So, I don't care what political affiliation you have. I don't care if this is America or this is Canada. I'm not even political at all. And this is just a prick, right? This is just not a nice person. Until you realize who tweeted it. Yeah. So the guy who tweets this, who tweets sometimes for KitchenAid, had on his phone two accounts, and he forgot to switch it from his business one to the personal one. I assume his personal one is named Asshole, and it just didn't work. So now here's the million-dollar question. Here's the question for my social media freaks like me in the audience. What would you do? If you were running this account, you know, what would you do at the end of this? What could we? How could you damage control? Once this is out, you can't change it after this is out of the bag now, right? So they deleted it quickly, 4 minutes. They deleted it. I already took a screenshot. So, but what your job is in PR, I really think PR no longer stands for public relations. I think it stands for people react. And you need to be ready for these things. People reach out, people respond, people react. And our job in, I think, PR and social in general is to be out there for that. And so what we need to do and understand something is, you need to understand that concept of third circle I talked about. You need to catch the viral before it hits third circle. So if you're going to do an apology, you need to make it quickly because content spreads differently now. What happens is content spreads through social first or through a small blog, which hits social. Then it hits the bigger blog. So it goes through social, Twitter, Facebook, and then it hits a bigger blog, Huffington Post, Gawker, those type of things. And then it hits the mainstream media. Then it hits CNN. And you knew this tweet was going to hit all those levels. But they were so fast, in 4 minutes, they replied, "Deepest apologies for an irresponsible tweet that is no way a representation of the brand's opinion," and the hashtag again. So the difference here is how quickly she reacted, she who runs the team, she reacts and puts it out there. So when this hit the big blogs, which it did, when this hit CNN, which it did, the apology went with it. Does that make sense? The apology caught the viral. And I've been doing viral for over 10 years, and this is where you want the talent, this is it. This is why sometimes you want somebody else helping with social so they can watch for this. Because you're busy doing your job as running your business. Somebody can watch this for you. It's very important that this goes out there. Now, here's the thing. She was interviewed. So she didn't have to be interviewed as much because the apology went there. When she was interviewed, they said, "So what have you done?" And like, "Well, we took the guy off. He did this. We took him off Twitter for us." "Oh, you go, well, really? Congratulations." That's an Einstein move. Maybe you should fire him. This is not a social media problem. This is a hiring problem. You need to get rid of this person. And any company that says, "We don't want our employees tweeting with our company name because we don't trust them," then they shouldn't work for you. If you don't trust somebody, they should not work for you. And I do not believe in a bio. And you've seen it on Twitter sometimes. You've seen bios with the phrase, "Tweets are my own." You ever seen this? Or, "Tweets do not reflect my employer." I saw a company account 2 days ago from like a gardening, landscaping nursery of the gardening company and said, "Tweets do not reflect the company." What? It's your account. And I've always seen, I used to write policy in HR, I used to write employee policy. And a lot of social media policies now say you must have on your Twitter account, if you're gonna use one, tweets are my own, or tweets do not represent the company. That is stupid, and that is dangerous. Why? Stupid, because your employees do represent your company in everything they say and do, if they disclose where they work. And sometimes even when they don't disclose it, they still can find out. Your company, your employees are your brand. So yes, it is a reflection of your company. And two, why it's dangerous, if you put that disclaimer, they have the false sense of freedom of speech. And what I mean by that is that freedom of speech is not what people think it is. You don't have freedom to tweet racist or stupid or homophobic or any kind of remarks because it does reflect the company. You know what you should have a policy saying? You know what you should make employees say? Tweets are reflective of my company because my company values its employees. Here's your policy. I just wrote it for you, by the way. There you go. No charge. That's an entirely new policy right there. That's how it shows you the impact. Instead of trying to make your employees shut up, educate them on what the impact of what they say is. Educate them on how much they influence the brand. Say one simple line for them. Don't ever say, text, or tweet, or Facebook, or email, anything you don't want to see on a billboard with your face, our logo, our phone number, and our best client, your boss, and your mom driving by. End the story. Done. That's it. That's your golden rule right there. You can use that too. No charge. So, when things are going up, like what happened with Sandy, you know, with the superstorm and Hurricane Sandy that happened, here's the Gap's response to it. All impacted by Sandy, stay safe. We'll be doing lots of Gap.com shopping today. How about you? And they checked in on Foursquare with the storm. What a bunch of pricks. When I look at this, I'm like, what is... Every incident in the world is not an opportunity to market. Stop it. Stop this. People sat around a table or a desk and said, I have a good idea, and did this. You know what you do when there's a natural disaster? Shut up. Or help. This tweet could go with the first sentence and that's it. All of impacted by it, stay safe. Our thoughts are with you. Or we will do everything we can to help. Or we've opened our 2 stores on Broadway and 43rd in New York. Come in if you need shelter. Or we will donate clothes, khakis. We will donate clothes to anybody who needs them. That's what you do as a brand. But even Canadian ones, even our own companies are saying, what's scarier, Hurricane Sandy or a beverage with